The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
She was drunk and she needed to go home. Country singer Elle King has really caused a lot of commotion with her latest performance at the Grand Ole Opry. So she was doing a birthday tribute for Dolly Parton on Friday, and she came out on stage. She declared herself to be bleeping hammered and completely flubbed her way through a cover of Dolly Parton's Marry Me. So Variety magazine is reporting that she even engaged with some of the people in the audience. She's like, "You ain't getting your money back." And, "Hi, my name is Elle King and I'm bleeping hammered." And worse, this is what she sounded like during her performance. So she's just like slurring her way through this entire performance. Even at one point, she's like, "I don't know the lyrics," and then asked people to sing it for her. It was, as an artist, one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever seen.
So the Elle King, who is incredibly talented, I think is Rob Schneider's daughter as well. This was a tribute to Dolly. So she wasn't the only performer. She was just doing like one song and there was other people there doing other stuff. Because I read that this was dubbed a family-friendly event, which is why people are so upset. I mean, when you go to Dolly, like, there's no alcohol sold at Dollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, Dolly's not going to be on stage dropping F-bombs and stuff. So, like, if you're going to do a tribute to an artist, you need to do it as the art, as an actual tribute to what the artist would want.
This might be one of those days where she wakes up in the morning, she's like, "Okay, so let's consider this rock bottom. Time to get some help."
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of people were saying that online.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the first time that she's had a performance like this.
I've always wondered, I see this a lot, why do people, like, honor other artists if you don't know the words to the song?
I think she might have until the booze kicked in.
Oh, so
maybe she forgot them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was really hammered. It was really, really clear.
Or okay. She got this gig and she should have learned the song and worked on the song, but she was busy doing other things instead of that. And this is a major speculation assumption, but maybe drinking got in the way of getting prepared for the gig.
I mean, it's a really high honor to be asked to do that. I mean, it's Dolly Parton we're talking about. It's the Grand Ole Opry. Right, and the Grand Ole Opry. Was it there or was it at Ryman? I think it was Ryman.
No, it was at the Grand Ole Opry. Because people were coming out and they were adding the Grand Ole Opry. They said Elle King ruined the night with her horrible, drunk, profane performance. Dolly Parton would have been mortified for our first time at the Opry. It was a shame. We all had to witness that. And then they started replying to all those comments saying, "We deeply regret and apologize for the language that was used during last night's second Opry performance."
Dang, man.
And so a lot of people are wondering if she's going to get banned, because it's not uncommon for someone to do something like this. Like Hank Williams Sr., he got too drunk and didn't show up for a performance, has been banned from the Grand Ole Opry for life. So people are wondering how the Grand Ole Opry is going to take her down next. So, yikes. All right, the Razzie nominations are out, and Jennifer Lopez and Chris Evans are up for Worst Actors. The most nominated film for the Razzies, which, if you don't know, it's sort of like a... like the worst films and actors that have come out in the last year. So it's not really an award that you want to win. The most nominated film is for Expendables, the fourth entry, and an action-packed but critically underwhelming Expendables franchise. It had seven nominations. It was bad.
It was horrible.
What was so bad about it? Because I've never heard of that film.
It didn't really the first three were way better, and I feel like with the fourth one, they didn't stay with the storyline. It didn't really make a lot of sense. It kind of was just them finding a way to make a fourth one and just have a lot of action, and it was a ton of action, but nothing else was really to look forward to.
Second place with five nominations, it was The Exorcist Believer, another film that I didn't see because I was next door singing to Taylor Swift, which two movies where you're screaming, but for very different reasons. And then Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I'm learning about so many movies that I didn't even know were out.
I got a real pet peeve with this when they make like children's books into like horror movies or horror books. I absolutely hate. They did it with Santa Claus, right? They did it with Winnie the Pooh. I hate this format so much.
But it's like for the niche Disney adults that also love horror films. So they're getting the best of both worlds. So there's just a market for everything. There are also two big superhero movies, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. They both got 4 nominations. So we'll see who is going to be dubbed the worst of all the movies from the last year.
I give mad props to the people who show up and accept their award in person. And yeah. That was Halle Berry and Sandra, Sandra Bullock.
Is that right?
They both won Razzies and they both came to the ceremony, not the same year, different years, but showed up and actually accepted their worst award on stage.
Yeah, well, at that point, Halle Berry was looking for any award at all.
Oh,
she didn't care.
Robert.
Yeah, that's foul. Not wrong, though.
All right, he's about to put out an album using unreleased lyrics from Tupac. I'll tell you what comedian is taking on rap next on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.